USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump spoke as he was returning to the White House after his vacation. He tried to reassure people about the economy after a huge swing on Wall Street last week.
I don't see a recession. I mean, the world is in a recession right now.
The president's top economic advisors also tried to calm fears of a recession.
Well, I tell you what, I sure don't see a recession.
Larry Kudlow pointed to a strong retail and low unemployment as signs the economy remains strong.
We should not be afraid of optimism. I don't know what it is. Everybody wants to talk about pessimism.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, trade advisor Peter Navarro also rejected any talk of a pending recession.
What I'm seeing, looking at all the macro tea leaves, is a very strong Trump economy and bullish stock markets through 2020 and beyond.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The U.S. envoy, who's negotiating an end to the war in Afghanistan, says the talks need to be sped up after a suicide bomber killed 63 people at a wedding on Saturday in Kabul. Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg, appearing on CNN's State of the Union, says it's time for the U.S. to depart.
Leaving Afghanistan is the one thing that the right, the left, the Taliban, the government, and the international community all agree on. So the real question here is, are we going to leave well or are we going to leave poorly? To do it right, we need to make sure we get the basic assurances about counterterrorism that we need and that the Afghan government is on the table so that there's a formula for stability.
Tips from the public have led to the arrests of three men who had the profiles of a would-be shooter, one from Connecticut, one in Ohio, and also one in Florida. James Patrick Reardon was arrested when his ex-girlfriend turned over text messages to the police. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Not very many people went out to the theaters to see a movie over the weekend. Running down the top 10, The Good Boys at number 1, grossing $21 million. Number 2, Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw at $14 million. Number 3, Disney's remake of The Lion King at $11 million. Number 4, The Angry Birds Movie Number 2, grossing $10.5 million. Number 5, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark at $10.1 million. Coming in at number 6, 47 Meters Down, Uncaged, a shark movie at $9 million. Number 7, Dora and the Lost City of Gold, grossing $8.5 million. Number 8, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, sliding down. It comes in at $7.6 million. Blinded by the Light is number 9 with $4.5 million. And The Art of Racing in the Sun, a doggy movie, grossing $4.4 million over the weekend. More than 1,000 pounds of marijuana, carefully wrapped in plastic, was recovered near Santa Catalina Island. The Coast Guard reported the find. The Daily News says the Coast Guard received a tip and gathered up about 43 bales of pot, which was worth about $1 million. Federal officials are investigating where it came from. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.